Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And with me and have been with me for 2 weeks are Shelly and Chip, and I've really enjoyed it. If you like it, tell us. If you don't like it, don't tell us. bless the Lord.
Keep it to yourself.
Right.
Prayer request.
Bless the Lord. But we've been talking about, Chip, when you and I went to Brother Roberts. And when we went out there, July 2007, the Lord told me on the way out there, tell Oral Roberts, some men can choose the dates of their departure from earth to heaven, as is revealed in the writings of the Apostle Paul. Others cannot, for the dates of their departures are in the sovereign plan of God. Two men who cannot are Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. At their departures, which are in the sovereign plan of God, there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. So we've been talking all this week about what's out there in those heavenlies, those double kingdom systems. For you to understand and see, we're making available to you. We only barely could hit the highlights. But if you'll read Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's book, The Triumphant Church, which we're making available to you for only $5. And also you will read The Authority of the Believer by John A. McMillan. We're offering that for $5. You'll see about this earthly, about this double kingdom. They rebelled. Satan rebelled. His kingdom's a rebellious kingdom, and he rules down through rebellious people on earth. Mm-hmm. But that rebellion is not going to go on. And there's a double kingdom system in the heavenlies. There's a place where Satan has a seat, a throne.
Mm-hmm.
And he moves it from time to time. We have a series of tapes called The Seat of Satan. And I have a whole teaching on it, how God showed me that he moves it from time to time. That he had it at Pergamos when Jesus was on the earth. He said the seat of Satan's over Pergamos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's moved. It has been over Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
It has been over
Moscow.
And I believe that it's going to be in the last, it's going to be over Brussels.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to try to move to Jerusalem, set himself up in the temple. Because Satan has always been after the throne of God. But I want you to, have you got your book, Shelley, open to page 13? And you know what? Chip is about to fall asleep over here. So I'm going to make him read. Here you go. Page 13. Thank you, son.
Okay. What do you want me to read, Mom?
The start there at the beginning, the divine purpose of the ages.
The God of the whole earth does not purpose to tolerate forever this rebellion against his righteousness. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. Ere this can be accomplished, the instigators of human rebellion must be cast down. In this regard, the divine method is clear. The powers of the air are allowed to retain their seats only while their successors are being prepared.
While Adam's lease is here, and we're the successors, mm-hmm. and we're being prepared right
yeah.
now.
It's a training ground.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
God, having redeemed a people and purified them, has introduced them potentially into the heavenlies. When they have approved themselves, they will in actuality take the seats of the powers of the air, thereby superseding those who have manifested their unfitness and unworthiness.
You see, right now, we are seated with him in heavenly places. And we are to be taking authority over these, ministering in the heavenlies over these. And if you do it now, you're going to have a higher position in the next age.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to take over their seats. Now, you need to have already been practicing it here.
Yeah.
So that you can be one of those with a higher
your heavenly ministry.
Yeah, your heavenly ministry here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will be more proficient at it when you move into it in the next age. Go ahead and read the next one.
This purpose, present and future, is very definitely stated in Ephesians chapters 3, 9 through 11. Here it is revealed as the divine will that now, the present time, unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be made known through the church the manifold wisdom of God.
Isn't that powerful?
Mm. Mm.
That's God's eternal purpose
now.
Of the ages, and he wants it begun now.
Mm-hmm. Now,
mm-hmm.
in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
The church is to be God's instrument in declaring to these rebellious and now usurping powers the divine purpose and in administrating their principalities after they have been unseated and cast down.
We're going to administer their principalities after they've been unseated and cast down.
This is further declared to be according to the internal purpose of the ages which he proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is to say, God through all the past ages has had in view this wonderful plan of preparing in Christ Jesus a people chosen and called and faithful, whom he might place in these heavenly seats to rule through the ages yet to come.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, let's start down and read this exaltation of the saints. The last paragraph.
This exaltation of the saints and its object were revealed to Daniel in the first of his own great world visions. In verse 22 of chapter 7, after the coming of the Ancient of Days, judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdoms. A little later, we read that the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. This meaning is clear. The saints of the Most High are the overcoming church, raised to sit in the heavenlies. Below them, and as objects of their care, are the people of Israel, called here the people of the saints of the Most High. Israel will administer the earthly kingdom and will be head of the nations, but over all will rule the exalted church as the executive of God.
Hallelujah. Now that's in. He's reading the authority of the believer. Now we're going to go, and I prepared some scriptures here for us to look at. I want you to look at the last page 6 in Chip and Shelley. And you can read these promises. Shelley, you start off here reading for us Matthew 24:29.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Those authorities who are up there now, they're going to be shaken out of their seats.
Mm-hmm.
So read the Companion Bible note.
Well, the Companion Bible note says, probably referring to the evil principalities and powers, etc., as found in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, and also in Colossians chapter 2, verses 10 and 15.
All right, now Mark 13:25, Chip.
And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in the heaven shall be shaken.
These are the authorities, those mm-hmm. evil, rebellious leaders. They're going to be shaken out of there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the shaking of that second kingdom system. Luke 21:26, Shelley.
Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
Now, these are Jesus talking in those great prophetic chapters that he gives. Now, there, Luke 21:26 is actually quoting Isaiah 34:4. Shelley, read Isaiah 34:1-4.
Come near, ye nations, to hear, and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world, and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the hosts of heaven
These are the hosts of heaven. Host is the Hebrew
army.
Word. Army. Mm-hmm.
And all the armies or hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll. And all their hosts or army shall fall down, as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree.
Woo, glory!
That's straight.
Now, okay, I've been seeking God.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking to God. What is this shift? Mm-hmm. He told me there's going to be a shift in the heavenlies. I have a friend. I was staying across from ORU. I have a friend who's been to heaven, come back. And I said to her, did you know, I called her, phoned her, that Oral Roberts went home. She said, I saw it. She said, Jesus came after him in his own chariot. And she said, Billy, when they, Jesus, in that chariot with Oral Roberts, because of the power on Oral Roberts' life, she said, when they went through that heavenlies, that second kingdom, that second,
well, the demons,
she
are.
Said, it blasted a hole, the biggest hole in that fun. Kingdom that has been blasted. You know, now Jesus, of course, he went through there.
Right, sure.
But we, the church, so much depends on we who had authority here on the earth.
That's right.
And there was something about, she said. Now, she didn't know what God had told me. She just offered it up. I saw it. And she's seen that. She's seen that evil darkness that's over, you know, around that second kingdom system. She's even told me that there are like connecting tunnels, like elevator shafts, from that second kingdom system to hell that they travel back and forth in. But she said when Jesus and Oral Roberts came through there, she said it blasted a hole in those heavenlies. And she said now there is a established, the Lord has established there a portal, an opening. That'll not be closed.
Thank God.
And that he, God, now is able to pour out in a new way, in a new dimension, blessings, glory, power through that has been established there. It is, to me, what I see in it is,
yes,
it's the starting of the shift that's going to shake them all out. And somehow, folks, if Jesus is coming soon, these things have to happen. This has to be settled. Those evil spirits have to be shaken out of their places. They have to be displaced. And that is being done right
and
now.
And that's biblical too, because it says these evil powers that are being brought to naught are being brought to nothing in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Yeah, they're being brought to naught.
And
zero,
it's a process,
zilch.
They're being brought to naught. They're losing their grip, so to speak.
That's right. And something from what Brother Roberts told me, what the Lord told me, at your death, at your departure, there will be a major shift in the heavenlies. Folks, I believe Jesus is coming. I believe that the shift has started. We are to be ruling and reigning right now in this life, he told us in Romans, because of where we are seated. Oh, folks, these are wondrous days, marvelous days. Please order these books, Authority of the Believer by John McMillan,
yes.
The Triumphant Church by Kenneth E. Hagin, Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness. Don't let them have High Carnival in your life.
No.
Rule and reign over them. You can get these books from us, 1-800-972-3447, or you can write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you can, enclose a radio offering. We'd appreciate it. This is Billy Brim and family, and because it's Friday, we say today, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Go to church.